Swedish nurses enroll in self-defense classes after rise in violence. By Chris Tomlinson on November 28, 2018. Swedish nurses who work in the emergency room of a hospital in Kalmar are taking self-defense classes due to a rise in violent incidents from patients. The hospital has also taken active measures to increase the number of security guards stationed at the emergency room to better deal with situations before they escalate into violence, Swedish broadcaster SVT reports. Andrea Berg, a nurse in the Kalmar Hospital ER, is behind the initiative, saying that she had even seen colleagues beaten by patients who she described as stressed due to factors including long wait times. Berg added that she had also seen a rise in violence outside of work, saying, "As a woman, you are much more exposed." The self-defense classes are not funded by the hospital or local government but are paid for by the nurses themselves and will teach them techniques such as being able to escape the grip of someone attempting to choke them. Bjorn Flodmark, head of operations at Kalmar's hospital, commented on the increase in violence and threats, saying, "We have noted that the amount of threats and violence from patients or co-workers has increased. Last year we made a staff survey where 50% stated that they had been exposed to threats or violence at work." Flodmark said that he welcomed the fact the nurses were learning self-defense but did not think it was necessary, saying, "It is my duty as an employer to ensure that my employees do not injure themselves at work. The problems of threats and violence are not limited to Kalmar. Last year reports showed a general increase in violence across Sweden's 15 largest hospitals, especially originating from individuals tied to organized criminal gangs. As well as getting death threats from patients and their enemies, staff also have to deal with the relatives and friends of gunshot victims threatening workers with knives, and even threatening to hunt down our children and family members," one health professional said. The state of the Swedish healthcare system is also in question, with 727 doctors sounding the alarm in September, claiming that primary care across the country was facing collapse due to a shortage of qualified doctors. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.